Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Good morning. It's Kate Mims here again, Director of Evangelization. I'm so blessed to be with you this morning. Today, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and reconciliation. I remember when my granddaughter Evelyn was getting ready for her first reconciliation. She sat next to me, sins scratched onto the paper she had gripped in her hands. She kept nervously glancing at them and then back at the confessional. We had gotten there very early, and Father had not yet arrived. Those 30 minutes of waiting were hard for her, her sweet face pale from the worry. And then, after she went in, we all had a smile. And when she came out, oh, such glorious joy. Her eyes were alight. She beamed with a smile that lit the room. Her joy encompassed her whole face, a real spiritual facelift, as my friend says. I have never been so grateful for the gift of confession as that moment. I remember many years ago reading Father Michael Schmidt's article, My Side of the Confessional, for the first time. It changed the face of confession for me in a great way. In the article, Father Mike recalls an encounter with some non-Catholics who were curious when they saw his collar. They remarked how depressing it must be to hear someone's sins, to hear everyone's sins. And Father Mike's response was so beautiful. He said, "I told them that it was the exact opposite. There is almost no greater place to be than with someone when they're coming back to God." He said, "It would be depressing if I had to watch someone leave God. But I get to be with them when they come back to him." The confessional, Father Mike said, is a place where people let God's love win. The confessional is the most joyful, humbling, and inspiring place in the world. This was a huge freedom for me. I wouldn't be judged on the path I had taken to get there. I would just be welcomed home. The beginning of Psalm 32 says it so beautifully. Blessed is the one whose fault is removed, whose sin is forgiven. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no deceit. We are so blessed to be able to take advantage of this beautiful sacrament. If you haven't been in a while, make it part of your Lenten gift to the Lord and go. And for those of us who have taken advantage of the Lenten reconciliation services or just come to one of the many nights at the parish that we have reconciliation, just give thanks. Give thanks for these men who have given their lives to help us get to heaven. Give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and his joy. Give thanks for a sacrament that fills us with God's joy and love on our journey towards becoming a saint. Let's take a minute and just pray our thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Your divine heart is full of love and mercy for us, poor, simple sinners. You are so good to us. We shall try to keep from sin and love you more each day. Thank you, Lord, for our priests. Pour on them the grace needed for their priestly ministry. Thank you for our seminarians and those discerning the priesthood. Let them remain close to you, Lord. And Mama Mary, wrap us all in your mantle and turn us always towards your Son. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrament of confession and all the grace and joy it brings to us. We ask all of this in your holy and precious name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for journeying with us. I look forward to seeing you again next week. God bless.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.